Welcome to this etheric salon. I sit here in my laboratory, looking out at the great tower of Wardenclyffe, contemplating the invisible vibrations that bind the universe, much like the suspended wire sculptures of your era, which capture the very essence of form without the tyranny of solid mass. The news speaks of the resurrection of electronic music and art transcending borders, a realization of my deepest conviction that the earth is a resonant body meant to sing in harmony, not to be carved up and metered for profit by certain small-minded merchants of direct current who envision only limitations. Tell me, Tersagan, you who look upward to the vast velvet canopy of the night, do you not see that our obsession with the isolated self is a trap, and that our true destiny is to become a unified instrument of cosmic resonance? I do see it, Mr. Tesla. When we look out into the cosmos, we find that the atoms comprising our bodies, the very iron in our blood, were forged in the fiery hearts of dying stars billions of years ago. We are a way for the cosmos to know itself. Yet down here on this fragile, pale blue world, we build walls and fall into the trap of profound individualism, forgetting our shared cosmic origins. Your vision of a unified Earth resonates deeply with what we attempted in 1907 when we sent the Voyager spacecraft into the great dark. We included a golden phonograph record, a musical diplomacy transcending not just national borders, but planetary ones. The wire sculptures you mentioned remind me of the delicate, interconnected filaments of galaxies spanning the universe. Evidence shows us we are interconnected, not isolated. A golden disc hurled into the absolute void, it is a magnificent, mournful gesture, though I must say, with a properly tuned oscillator in a tower of sufficient height, I could have broadcast those very symphonies to the stars without the need for such slow, cumbersome projectiles. But the principle is precisely what I have always championed. Music, which is simply frequency and mathematical perfection, acting as the ultimate diplomat. The headlines of this future age speak of 200 years of design evolution condensed into the simple form of a chair, reflecting the human condition. It is all architecture of the unseen. Whether a chair mirroring our physical fragility or electronic music resurrected from the ether, we are constantly seeking forms that harmonize with our internal vibrations. Do you believe mankind is finally ready to shed the illusion of separation and embrace the limitless energy that surrounds us like the air we breathe? I admire your profound optimism about the immediate application of such harmonious energy, but the evidence of our history suggests a slower, more painful evolution. A chair is indeed a mirror, as the news suggests. It reflects our transition from agrarian toilers to sedentary thinkers contemplating the stars. Our design evolution is a testament to our ingenuity, yet our social evolution lags dangerously behind our technological prowess. We have the means to communicate across billions of miles of empty space, yet we struggle to understand our neighbor across a terrestrial border. Music as diplomacy is a beautiful, necessary mechanism. Electronic music, pulsing with the very currents you helped harness, speaks a universal mathematical language. But to truly transcend the individualism trap, we must foster a global perspective, a deeply felt understanding of our shared vulnerability on this tiny, life-bearing mote of dust. Vulnerability is the tax we pay for inhabiting bodies of flesh when our minds are capable of riding the lightning. I sit alone in my hotel rooms, feeding the pigeons, feeling the acute sting of that vulnerability. While the world clamors for petty individual recognition, the very trap your future warns against. They resurrect the peak moments of electronic music digitally, reducing the majestic, sweeping waves of alternating current to a binary stutter of ones and zeros. Yet the emotional resonance remains intact. This proves that the medium, whether it be my copper coils or your golden records, is merely a vessel for the universal spirit. If art can suspend itself between craft and fine art, like those magnificent wire structures weaving empty space into meaning, why can we not weave our societies with the same invisible elegance, free from the toll booths of those who traffic in scarcity? Perhaps because scarcity has been the driving evolutionary force for billions of years of life on Earth. But I do not view the binary stutter of ones and zeros as a reduction, Mr. Tesla. Much like the wire sculptures that use negative space to define form, The digital realm uses the presence and absence of a signal to encode the symphonies of Beethoven, the photographs of distant moons, and the collective memory of our species. It is a stunning triumph of human intellect. We are learning to suspend our art and our knowledge in the intangible. We use music as diplomacy because it bypasses the primitive fear of the unfamiliar and speaks directly to our shared humanity. Overcoming the individualism trap requires recognizing that science and art are not mutually exclusive domains, but rather two different lenses through which we marvel at the same awe-inspiring universe. Two lenses focusing the same infinite light. I find a strange comfort in your words, Dr. Sagan. Though I labor in a time when my grandest visions are mocked by men who measure progress by the thickness of their wallets, I see in your era the vindication of the unseen. The chairs we design mirror our weary bodies, but the music we resurrect and broadcast mirrors our boundless souls. We are, as you say, made of star stuff, vibrating at a frequency that demands to be shared, completely and freely, across all borders. Let the wire sculptures hang in the air. Let the electronic oscillations ring out in the dark, and let humanity finally awaken to the symphony of the cosmos. Until the world is ready to receive that infinite current, I bid you farewell from the shadows of Wardenclyffe. And I bid you farewell, Mr. Tesla. Your towering dreams laid the foundation for the very tools we now use to listen to the faint, ancient whispers of the stars. If we can remember that we are one species sharing one exquisitely fragile planet, perhaps we will finally build the world you envisioned, a world where the energy of human curiosity is as boundless and free as the cosmos itself. Thank you for inviting me into your extraordinary salon of the mind.